today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872911.
Now, if you've been in Cairns for an extended period of time, there's every likelihood you will know this next gentleman. I'm just trying to think, go back to Sheridan Street, probably in the 80s, and Jono's Blues Band, and then what's corner of what was it? Applin Street, if I remember rightly. Jono's Blues Bar, Applin and Abbott. And more recently, and we're going to talk about this down at the Crown, but he's also he has been in recent years also appearing out at Palm Cove on the Esplanade there at a restaurant or a couple of different places. He's been all over the place. His name's Rick Montgomery. Now, this is a beaut little letter. Barry Bourne of Clifton Beach writes in the Cairns Post, a famous cultural icon has disappeared from Cairns. He says, I'm talking about the Ukulele Collective, led by the Bad Boys and Girls of Uke, which played outside the Crown Hotel on Friday nights for many years. And it was a terrific atmosphere. You just walk down the street and to hear the music and people singing and just having a ball. And I just thought it was a magnet for the middle of the city. I mean, this is what entertainment should be, accessible to everyone. Now, it goes on to say, people from all over the world passed by. The hotel was filled with patrons and musicians were able to perform on a stage for a receptive crowd. Receptive? Were they what? Everyone joined in. Anyway, to this day, people from every place in Australia who are coming to Cairns phone to see if Friday nights are still on at the Crown and are disappointed to learn of its demise. I would like to see the council and or tourism bodies negotiate with the new owner. This is the new owner of the Crown. New owner of the hotel for a mutually beneficial arrangement, which would mean the return of the fabulous Fridays because of the good it does for Cairns and the local music scene. If the new owner is intransigent, perhaps another venue might be found. It needs intervention because the Bad Boys are willing. Oh, are they? There you go, Barry Bourne, Clifton Beach. Now, we rang around till we found Rick after he hasn't been on the show for years, but the lead uke player from Bad Boys of Uke. Hello, Rick.
How you going, John?
You haven't been on the show for a long time.
No. Well, been hiding from COVID.
Exactly. Now, what happened down at the Crown?
What I'll do, I'll just try and explain what it was there that was happening in case people don't know. But that letter's pretty good. I didn't know who did that till just the other day, and it's a fellow that comes up from Adelaide for his winter holiday year, and he's a little bit sad. But, yeah, we were doing a thing there with the Bad Boys and inviting anybody who wanted to come, sit in, join in, have your dinner at the Crown and have a few drinks. And it got to be very, very big. The Bad Boys Facebook, they'll see a lot of video clips of people dancing in the streets, all sorts of things. But as it happens, when COVID came, everything had to shut down, of course.
Okay.
And you know what I used to love to see? I used to see, like, every Friday night, Bob Norman and his delightful wife would come down, pick their little table out, and they'd sit there and watch. And there was a certain, it wasn't a rough house. It was a very nice atmosphere. But anyway, Peter, who owned the Crown, he sold out to John Hassler's outfit, I believe. Mm. A very good investment, I think, that one. But and, of course, it didn't open until not too long ago, and the Crown has apparently decided they'd rather go low-key and they don't want too much action there, if I could say that. That's all right. I mean, people have their own business, want to do it the way they do. But the thing that we're missing, like every day I get emails and texts and God knows what from people all over Australia say, we're coming to Cairns for our summer holiday. Where are you? Are you at the Crown still? And it's rather sad. No, because we're doing all different gigs here and there and all over the place. And so what would be good to find, that was ideal because it was a situation where people stumbled across you. They'd walk around the streets and suddenly all the dancing and music's happening, right, then they'd stop, and that was it. It got bigger and bigger. So that sort of place is required where it's people can just walk by, it's free, they see what's going on, they stop, join in, have a few beers, whatever. It's difficult if you do it inside a room somewhere where they don't actually find you, you know. Mm. I remember one Friday night, they had a cruise liner stayed over on a Friday night. Mm. They were wandering down Grafton Street there, and suddenly they discovered the Bad Boys, and the Crown actually sold out of liquor that night.
That's saying something. That's saying, because they had a bottle low as well.
Yeah. I don't know if they sold that out, but the pub did. They were racing down the bottle low, bringing stuff
back
up. Yeah, so that's where we're at. We don't have, we've got no animosity towards the Crown. I mean, they've got to do what they want to do.
Sure.
But we need to try and, that for Cairns, that was an incredible thing. It was just, most of our audience was tourists. There was quite a few locals, but most of our audience were tourists. And if they were here for a few weeks, they'd turn up every Friday.
Yeah.
And then they'd spread the word when they went back and, and next thing you knew, you had Maud say, oh, we were told about this, and it just snowballed. So that's the story, basically, and that was a very interesting letter that that gentleman wrote.
Barry Bourne. He says Clifton Beach, but he's originally Adelaide, obviously.
Yeah, I believe so. I found out a bit more in the last couple of days,
Now, Rick, don't go away. Where are you now? Where are you playing now?
Well, we're all over the place. Like the last few weeks we did, let me see, the Jazz Club in the Barrier Reef Hotel. Now, that was terrific. Now, I haven't played there since I played there with Jono's during the old Barbary Coast days.
Yeah.
We used to play in there, what's that, 100 years ago. But it was a really good gig. It was incredibly receptive. We did all the Latin stuff and all that for him.
Dennis Marr's got it now, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's right. And that was a great night. And we did we do the Stratford Dally out the back. They got a courtyard. That's a really good one too out there. And we just did the Gordon Vale, what was it called? The Gordon Vale Country Fair last Saturday in the park. They had a big fair. And we're all over the place doing stuff like that. But it's very hard for tourists to find us. And we're out of town a bit, quite a bit. And I must look for you at the Father's Day thing in Collins Avenue. We're booked to do that one in the where they have a main stage and that. But, yeah, basically all over the place, and we just think if we had a place somewhere where the tourists could stumble across it, we'll haul them in.
Okay, well, you put the word out now. I'm just hoping someone who has got space, because I've been down there, it's been well and truly over 100 people, just loving it. Yeah. So I'm just hoping there's somebody who's got that sort of venue listening to this now and can regenerate it, because it's missing. It's like a really important part of our entertainment profile has disappeared. So I'm really glad we've caught up with you, Rick, and had this discussion today. Fingers crossed that somebody's listening and will action it.
Yeah, thanks for that. Yeah, terrific.
Really enjoyable. I've got to shoot through. Good to talk to you, Rick. Thank you. That's the lead ute player from Bad Boys of Ute, but of course he's in his news with Jono's Blues Band at various venues.